Masechet Bava Basra, Parapeh, Mishnah Yigimel. Ilan Shehu Noitel L'Sadeh Chaveru. Somebody who has a tree in his property, and the branches overhang your friend's field. Koiteit Meloa Mardea Agabe Hamacharesha. The owner of the field can cut down the lower branches, any of the branches that would get in the way of the Mardea. The Mardea is a stick that is used to keep the oxen that are plowing in line. And this Mardea you pick up over the plow. It is picked high up, so therefore the lower branches which are in its way you can cut down. Uvacharev uvashikma keneged hamishkolos. If the tree that is overhanging is a carob tree or a sycamore tree which has a lot of branches and all that shade is bad for the field, so then you can cut down all the branches, not just the lower branches, on this side of the plummet line. Mishkolos is a plummet line that is used to make sure a wall is straight, meaning to say they can cut down all the branches exactly where they enter your field. Beit HaShlachim Kol Ilan Keneged HaMishkolos. If the field is a Beit HaShlachim, a field that is very dry that needs a lot of watering, then even a little bit of shade is bad for a Beit HaShlachim. So then no matter what tree is overhanging, you can cut down all the branches exactly where they enter your field. Abishol Oymer Kol Ilan Srak Keneged HaMishkolos. Abishol says that even if the field is not a Beit HaShlachim, if the tree that is overhanging is a barren tree that does not bear fruit, you can cut down all of the branches exactly where they enter your field. And since the tree does not bear fruit, it is not a big damage to the owner of the tree to cut down the branches, so you are allowed to do so. Masechet Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yudalet. Ilan Shehu Noteh L'Rishus HaRabim. Somebody who has a tree in his property that has branches that overhang a Rishus HaRabim, a public thoroughfare, the people that use this Rishus HaRabim would be allowed to cut down any low branches that would get in the way of a camel passing by with the rider on top of it. If the gomo with the rider cannot pass under this tree without the rider having to duck, you can cut down those low branches. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer gomo torn pishton O chavileis morus. Rabbi Huda says you can only cut down the branches that are low enough to get in the way of a camel with a load of flax or a bunch of branches on its back. But if the branches are not that low, they are only low enough that it would get in the way of the rider on top of the camel, then you cannot cut them down as the rider could duck as he passes by under the tree. Rabbi Shimon Oymer kol ilan keneged hamishkoles mipnei atuma. Rabbi Shimon says you can cut down all of the branches exactly where they enter the Rishus HaRabim, even the higher branches, because we are afraid of Tuma, that we are afraid that there will be a Kezayis Menameis under one of the branches. Then anybody passing by under the tree would become Tamei Meis, as this would be an Oel Atuma. Anybody who goes under the same roof as a Meis becomes Tamei Meis, even if he does not come into contact with the Meis itself. So therefore, you can cut down all of the branches.